From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish officials in northeast Syria are expected to declare a federal system in areas they control. The announcement could come as early as Thursday following a conference in Kurdish-controlled areas. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday said such a move must be widely accepted by Syria's various factions and its people.
In response to that, I would just say we've been very clear that we won't recognize any kind of self-rule, semi-autonomous zones in Syria. Really, this is something that needs to be discussed and agreed upon by the relevant parties in Geneva, but then broadly more accepted by the Syrian people themselves.
The plan has been rejected by Damascus. The Kurds are currently excluded from the Geneva peace process on Syria's political future. The move would also likely face opposition from neighboring Turkey, which fears a Kurdish state that would increase calls for separatism among its own minority Kurds. In Nigeria, two female suicide bombers killed at least 22 people in and outside a mosque outside the Borno state capital Maiduguri Wednesday. The attack, which wounded nearly 20, took place in the village of Umarari, the first such assault since early February. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, although it is similar to past attacks carried out by the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram. Kenya's armed forces Wednesday killed at least 19 suspected al-Shabaab fighters attempting to ambush Somali troops in southern Somalia. The Kenyan troops were acting under the direction of the African Union Mission to Somalia, or AMISOM. The firefight occurred in Lower Juba area and follows a string of militant attacks, including a twin bombing in Baidoa last month that killed at least 30 people. This is VOA News. The White House says President Obama will deliver an address to the Cuban people Tuesday at the end of his historic visit next week to the communist-ruled nation. Officials say it will lay out a vision of greater freedom and economic opportunity. Ted Henkin, a Cuba analyst at Baruch College in New York, says the White House hopes to change the view of the Cuban people toward the U.S.
Communicate directly to the people that our policy is really built around empowerment, prosperity, not poverty, engagement, not isolation. And while we will and we are making diplomatic connections and strides with the government, we also intend to continue to respectfully and diplomatically but forcefully stand up for American values of human rights and democracy.
The trip, which begins Sunday, will be the first by a sitting president in nearly 90 years. He'll meet Cuban President Raul Castro and Cuban dissidents. Embattled Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff Wednesday named her popular predecessor, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, as her chief of staff, a move that offers him protection from prosecution over allegations of corruption. Mark Jones is a Latin American analyst at Rice University.
By naming him her chief of staff, he receives ministerial immunity, which means he can only be tried by the Supreme Court. And given delays, that means he'll be potentially running for president in a couple of years, when that actually might even occur.
Ms. Rousseff herself faces a series of corruption allegations. Her image has been tarnished by a deepening recession and impeachment proceedings. She's been the target of massive anti-government street protests. President Obama Wednesday nominated Federal Appeals Court Judge Merrick Garland to fill the Supreme Court seat left vacant last month by the sudden death of Justice Antonin Scalia.
A selected nominee who is widely recognized not only as one of America's sharpest legal minds, but someone who brings to his work a spirit of decency, modesty, integrity, even-handedness, and excellence.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican, said the Senate will not act since Mr. Obama is in the final months of his second term.
It is a president's constitutional right to nominate a Supreme Court justice, and it is the Senate's constitutional right to act as a check on a president and withhold its consent.
McConnell said it should be left to the next president to fill the Supreme Court vacancy. The European Union holds a crucial two-day summit beginning Thursday, finalizing an agreement with Turkey to curb mass migration to Europe. The deal obligates Ankara to halt perilous sea journeys of migrants and refugees, take back illegal migrants from Greece. In exchange, Ankara would have easier access to the Schengen visa-free zone and have its accession talks to the European Union accelerated. The Islamist administration in Libya's capital, Tripoli, warned a new UN-backed unity government Wednesday it is not welcome. It has had two rival administrations since mid-2014. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.